Tanzania's prominent opposition leader, Tundu Lissu, has been charged with treason just a day after his arrest following a political rally in the country's south. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The charge is linked to his ongoing national campaign advocating for electoral reform, under the banner No Reforms, No Election. Lissu, the vice chair of the Chadema Party, is expected to challenge President Samia Suluhu Hassan in the upcoming October general election. He has been vocally critical of the current electoral framework, insisting that no credible vote can take place unless key reforms, especially to the composition of the Electoral Commission, are made. He argues the commission should not be filled with presidential appointees. The government has accused Lissu of inciting the public and attempting to disrupt the electoral process. His supporters, however, see the treason charge as a politically motivated effort to silence dissent. "We are surprised that the police are harassing us when our rallies are peaceful," one supporter said. "We know the ruling party, CCM, is behind all this. We will fight for change before the elections." President Samia, who came to power in 2021 following the death of her predecessor John Magufuli, was initially praised for easing political restrictions. However, her administration has increasingly faced criticism for what rights groups describe as a return to authoritarian tactics, including arrests, abductions, and the use of force against opposition members. On Thursday, police fired tear gas at Chadema supporters and blocked party leaders from holding a press conference about Lissu's arrest. Legal and human rights organizations have condemned the crackdown. "The arrest of Lissu and the assault on his supporters is a clear abuse of power and a disturbing signal of political intolerance," a lawyers' association said in a statement. Lissu has survived repeated political persecution. In 2017, under Magufuli's rule, he narrowly survived an assassination attempt after being shot 16 times. He fled into exile, returning briefly in 2020 to run against Magufuli and again in 2023 following reforms introduced by President Samia. His treason case has been adjourned until 24 April. Meanwhile, calls for electoral reform continue to gain momentum as the election draws closer. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.